Blog Talk Radio.
Use all of your courage in Jesus to overcome. Believe there is no circumstance that can defeat you in your purpose to accomplish anything in your life. You got to believe it though, brother.
Yeah.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You got to believe. Come on.
the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Shalom, shalom, family. Greetings and blessings to you all. Hope you all can hear me. If you would, thanks for posting the chat. Let me know how I'm coming through, please. I would greatly appreciate it. Hallelujah. You know, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. Hallelujah. Thank you all for being here tonight. Hallelujah. The chat's not working on my end. I can't type in it, but I can see you all, so I'll just not let me refresh it. So we'll go with what you guys are saying. I see the tens. Thank you, Brother Vernon, Brother Willie, Sister Brittany, Sister Green. Bless you, Brother Josh, my faithful co-host. Hallelujah. Bless you, Deacon Samuel. Bless you, Sister Deira. All right. Hallelujah. All right, we got tens. That's good. Praise y'all. Praise y'all. Ooh, hallelujah. Well, I pray everyone is had a beautiful Shabbat yesterday. Enjoyed the received and enjoyed the word from the man of Yah. Let's pass it off. Continue to feed the sheep. And we do graciously and gratefully receive the engrafted word that comes from the man of Yah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise Yah. I tell you what, saints, I'm really grateful that you know, we was able to enjoy another feast, the Passover. We're coming out of this dead season. We came out of the dead season. And the Passover was wonderful. Did enjoy seeing the family. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, though, saints, you know, thinking about these feasts, these are the Most High's feasts. You know, we're commanded, you know, not to appear before Him or some of the other versions say empty-handed. And I hate to say it, but some saints who did come empty-handed. You came before the Most High empty. Not so much as we're worried about offerings, but you didn't even come bringing Him the sacrifice of praise, offering Him anything, presenting your body a living sacrifice to Him. So you came empty. And you know one thing, too? You know, it's one thing when you come to a feast, you're invited guests, you know, we're invited guests of the Most High. You know, make sure you give reverence to the one that invited you to the feast. You know, we're supposed to reverence and honor the Most High. Give Him His due. And not hold back on. But hallelujah. I just pray that we all make sure we got our hearts in the light of the good manner when we come to the feast of the Most High, that we are giving Him His due. That we're glorifying the Most High, that we acknowledge Him. And everything that we do in the feast, you know, because the sad shame, some folks you want to come to jump and holler, jump around and holler, but you don't want to bow down and worship the Most High at all. You know, humble yourself in His presence. You know, cause you should greet the host. He's the host. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Jason. Thank you for that 10 there. Hallelujah. But we are grateful that the Most High has passed over us, that we have received the newness of life. You know, because what did Jesus say? Except you drink my blood and eat my flesh, you have no life in you. So let's walk in that life, that refreshing of life that we've got by partaking of His Passover, partaking of the Messiah. Jesus the Christ, Yeshua. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you long tonight, saints. This blog talk is cutting up on me a little bit, too. I had to get in another way instead of using the way I normally come in. I had to use this phone thing. So I'm not sure how I'm sounding, but I had to get used to using that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Um, You know, Jesus said, oh, bless you, Sister Zion. You know, Jesus said this. Okay, let's go. Let's go here. Hold on. Let me go here. Tell you what, Brother Josh, let's go to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21, verse 12. Now this is Jesus in the temple, right? Of course, we all, you know, when you get time saints, go back and read the whole thing in context, just for understanding. I do thank everybody for your service at the feast, all of you who served, the sisters, the brothers, everybody that participated and helped make the feast a blessing, and, you know, many hands make light work. So do thank everybody for everything that they did, from picking up the feast of trash to the brothers and sisters who just did everything else in between. So thank you all. All right, Matthew chapter 21, verse 12. And Jesus went into the temple of Yah and cast out all of them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. You know, that's what's supposed to happen in the temple of Yah. When you come to the temple of Yah, you're supposed to be able to get touched by, healed by. You know, the blind got their eyes open, and the lame were able to walk. Or whatever was lame about them was healed. And who is the thief? You know, because what Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. And so, and we are the temple of Yah. Your body, my body, is the temple of Yah. Now, is your temple a den of thieves? You know, the pastor's preaching deliverance now. We're in the special season of deliverance. You know, we're in the deliverance ministry. But how many of us saints have allowed the enemy to come in and steal, kill, and destroy? You know, you look at the parable of the sower. You know, he sowed good seed in the field. And then they look at it like, hey, master, didn't you sow good seed? Yeah, well, where did these tares come from? Well, the enemy's done this. And so let's also make sure we're aware that we do have an enemy that's going about to do things. That's warned against us. And we have to be ever vigilant and be in the battle, be in the fight. And that pastors bring things to the forefront, bringing things to our mind, getting us in that mindset when he's preaching deliverance. You know, yesterday the message, you know, he'd say something, you know, like he's talking about, you know, you read the word, you know, you read the word, but it's for everybody else. It might say this or that, whatever, you know, something is written. You know, that's not me. And then, you know, that's Deacon Sam. That's Brother Vernon, Sister Brittany, Sister Green, you know, but it's not, you know, it ain't Deacon, it ain't Doug Bell, it ain't me, it's everybody else. You know, so we give, you know, we get out, give ourselves a pass instead of allowing that word to come in and search me out, search you out, you know, receive the judgment to get cleansed by the word. So what did Jesus say? You know, clean by the word. Let that word come in and wash. We're washed by the water of the word. We have to let it wash our souls and cleanse us. Hallelujah. But, you know, we shouldn't resist the word. We should receive the engrafted word. We shouldn't sit there stubborn and stout-hearted, full of fear or whatever. You know, the thieves that are in the temple. The word comes to help us see, help put the spotlight on them. Don't let the thieves be comfortable sitting on the throne of Yah in your temple. You know, you got a spirit and things that you're dealing with. Let's get after it. Don't hide behind it. Don't coddle it. don't give the devil insulation or diplomatic immunity. You know, Ambassador Satan shouldn't have nothing within us, shouldn't have no immunity. That's our enemy. We're supposed to be fighting him. So if we're the house, you are the house, the Most High's house, his house of prayer. And how much prayer is the enemy stealing from you? By the way, you know, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and we're supposed to have life, joy, and peace. And what Jesus comes to do, come to give us life, and that more abundantly, how much life is the enemy stealing from you? The Word tells us to give no place to the devil, but how much place we give? You know, we get heavy and depressed. What's the Word say? Throw the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Yeah, it's hard to praise when you're happy. That's why you need to put it on. Put on the garment of praise. So you can get free. Just but through that act of obedience. Hallelujah. Don't be fearful. What's the Word tell us? That y'all not give us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. So the Word has it. We got the answers in the Word. We just need to put them in place inside our temple, inside the house of Yah within us that we're walking in. This earthly tabernacle that we have. You know, the church has been hidden in these earthen vessels that's in us. You know. Hallelujah. So let's strive to keep our temples holy. I mean, can you think about it? You come into your house, if you know a thief's coming to break into your house, are you going to lock the door or are you going to leave it unlocked so you can just walk on in and steal all the goods there? Steal the things that you've purchased, bought, whatever, the things you require. You know, one day you're happy, you go to bed happy, you wake up in the morning, and all of a sudden you're sad. Like, what happened? Did you let the thief work in you sleep? Did you not pray in the morning when you felt something come on you? Did you not pray? And some of us, a lot of thieves, the thief come and steal our health. And sometimes all it takes is us just resisting. You ever had, you know, in the past, I remember getting hands laid on being sick at times. You know, and I'd come up and get prayer, hands laid on with a pastor, the elder, teacher, Shane, you know, during just times when I needed prayer. And I can tell you, as soon as I left the tabernacle, I was doing good, feeling great. By the time I got home, the devil took it that damn quick. I'm like, man, what the hell happened? I feel sick. But I had to learn not to allow the enemy to take what the Most High gave. You know, if I was sick, I restored the health just because I cough. You know, I was like, man, you know, what I had learned to do, even when I started feeling things, I just started thanking y'all for him. So thank you for healing me, Father. I go to bed and puke my guts out. So I'm done. Thank you for healing me, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, praise him. Thank you, though. And just stand in that vein of mind, not letting, you know, because his body, you can feel anything in it. You know, sicknesses and things like that, you know, afflictions that we may go through. You know, it's part of the natural process of life, but it's not the end all be all for us. We just have to walk in the spirit, tap in the spirit and stay in it. No matter what the flesh is doing. Once I learned how to not let Satan steal from me those things, you know, the devil became a whole lot harder for him. And even to this day, I still strive to walk in that. Like when I'm feeling sick or something, as I've gotten prayer, or if I'm hurting or something, you know, trying to exercise those little principles. Hallelujah. Just to maintain. Hallelujah. Thank God. And so again, my house should be called the house of prayer, but you have made it the den of thieves. And one way we can make our house, this house that we in, the den of thieves, is by not doing anything about the enemy. Hallelujah. You hear what I said, saints? The way we can make our house a den of thieves is by not doing anything about the enemy. I remember Pastor when he first started preaching deliverance to us and things. And he'd say, the devil's not going to leave you alone. Or just because you leave the devil alone, he's not going to leave you alone. In most cases, he's already oppressing you anyway. And so it's time to get after him. All he's trying to do is just get us motivated to get into the fight, get into the war, and not lay down and let Satan make us his punching bag. You're oppressed, depressed. What was the words he used yesterday? Demonized. Demonized in many ways, and still the enemy's just having a heyday. The devil's doing it. It's kind of like a lot of situations, saints. We're like the army of Israel, Goliath out there, calling us out, but we hiding. We don't have that mustard seed of faith to go out there like David. Go grab our three small smooth stones, and get our sling and knock the giant down with that stone. Then go grab his sword and cut his head off with his own weapon. Walking on that victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. So we can't call him when the enemy shows up. He told Joshua, say, hey, be courageous and of good courage. The same thing for us when we're facing the enemy. In many situations too, saints, when it comes to deliverance, you're like, well, I don't know what I need to get deliverance for. I have many people come to me like that, and I'll tell them, well, you know what you need to get delivered for, come back. Why don't you go seek Yah and be honest with yourself. Had to tell somebody that just recently, and it's just, the heart knows its own bitterness. You know the things that are bothering you. You don't have to be ashamed about it. Just get free. And I had some brother come, hey, well, I really need some help. I said, well, and I had one brother, this one particular brother told me, he said, I'm going to do the work when I get back. When I come back, I'll be ready for deliverance. I said, well, hallelujah. When you're ready, just come. We'll make it happen. I'll be here to help you. If I can't help you, we'll get somebody that can help you. Hallelujah. And that's one thing. And one disturbing thing, two things. I had a brother tell me, he was going to some brother for help, and they pretty much refused him deliverance. If I understood him correctly, didn't tell him why. Like, if you come to me for deliverance, if I tell you, I'm at least tell you why you're not ready or whatever, this is what you need to work on, and then we'll get it next time. Not just say, well, I can't help you, or whatever excuse that was given. But I personally think maybe that person he was getting deliverance from, I guess by the continual coming to get deliverance from that individual, must have stirred up the demons in that person. So they didn't want to help him no more. That's just my hypothesis. But anyway, so let's make sure, thanks, when you come for deliverance, that you are ready. And for all the deliverance ministers, let's make sure we give them adequate instruction. If they don't know what they're dealing with, to the best of your ability, you try to help them figure it out and point them on the path they need to get free. Because it's easy to make an excuse not to do something when Jesus clearly came to set the captives free. And that's why deliverance is preached in this ministry, because the captives, there's an option. We do have freedom here. We don't have to stay bound up in the house. There's children's bread served in this ministry. There's a lot of ministries out there, the children don't have no bread. It's like, bread, what's that? Well, the bread you're supposed to have. Everything that you need, the healing, the salvation, the deliverance, it's all on the table of the Most High. But you have to find the ministers that are able to minister it to you, to give it to you. Hallelujah. If you go to these churches, I think every place I ever went, I'd never seen it until I came straightway. This part of the children's bread, I'd never seen until I came here. It was ministered here. I thank y'all that he's faithful. Hallelujah. And that Jesus' blood still cleanses. that he still got the power to heal the sick and cast out devils, like the charge he gave. So let's get about cast. Let's make sure we're striving to cast the thieves out of all of our temples. And what Jesus do? He money changers, them that sold stuff. And hey, y'all get that crap out of here. So how much of all that commerce we got going on making business deals with the devil instead of casting them out? You know, the wrong folks. If they were about I guess they're selling things for the temple for the sacrifices and all of that. You know, but that was the wrong thing. Jesus showed them, hey, you all about this, you going about this the wrong way. This ain't the place for that. My house was a house of prayer for all people. But you made it a den of thieves. So let's make sure we are maintaining our vessels in sanctification and honor and be about and go to war. We call it the war, saints. And we got victory in Jesus. Don't be afraid of that, the enemy. You make him flee. We got power in the name of Jesus to cast him out. Hallelujah. Those things, I said I wasn't going to be long, and I'm not going to be tonight. But I do want to read this. Where is it at? Let me find it. Just one verse here. I didn't write it down. Dang it. Well, hallelujah. I won't read y'all that verse. I meant to write that one down. It was one I had, but I didn't write it down. Now I forgot which one it was now. But praise y'all. But I do hope y'all, saints, continue to grow in your faith, grow in the knowledge of y'all. Because, you know, the enemy's not going to sleep on us. And so we have to continue to grow in our faith, grow in our knowledge, and not be ignorant of the wiles of the devil, the different things that he's going to throw at us, try to trip us up. And all that's meant to keep us bound some kind of way. So I'm going to tell you, like I always tell you, you know, keep praying for the men of y'all. Keep on. Definitely praying for the men of y'all. And keep your warfare prayers up. Keep binding and loosing. You know, that's a very effective tool against the enemy. I know sometimes you might say, well, every time I do that, it gets worse. Sometimes it gets worse. Well, it's going to get worse because the devil's going to fight harder because you're fighting hard. It's like you're calling in air support and heavy artillery. Well, he got to do his too. But greater is he that's in you than he's in the world. Y'all's great. The power of y'all is greater than the power of Satan. We overcome him. He's already defeated. You know, we read the back of the book, like the old saying goes, if you read the back of the book, you see we win. So at the end of the day, when it comes to binding loose and just doing your warfare prayers, you got to stay at it, stay faithful. Don't get lazy with it. You'll see the change come. You'll see things happen as you stick with it. Hallelujah. The devil is opposed you to make you give up, and sometimes that opposition is there to see if you're gonna keep going. Don't lay down, stand up, and keep fighting. And having done all to stand, you stand. Let the Most High do what He's supposed to do. Hallelujah. As I tell you, the warfare is real. So make sure you keep Pastor Dowell in prayer, Pastor Corey in prayer, all the elders, all the leaders. And definitely, saints, pray for one another. Because, you know, we are in this fight together. So let's make sure we do our parts. Hallelujah. All right, well, saints, I do bless you. Thank you for your time tonight. And I pray you all stay encouraged, stay connected, continue on watching the videos, and just be partakers in the ministry. And with that, I say shalom.